So I had this sweet little girl up here, and I was on a date where they're going to take her to a movie in Brownwood. I had my arm around her, and I'm driving. I had a brand new 59 Chevrolet Impala, and I'm driving 100 miles an hour. You know, I'm in a little dinky two-lane road, but I know what I'm doing. I'm the best driver in the world. If you don't believe it, ask me. I'll tell you. You know, when you're 20 years old, you ain't got a brain. If you did, you'd take it out and play with it. Yeah, that's the way we are, right? I'm driving down the road. All of a sudden, I start to pass this guy. You know, he's driving about 50, like you should be, and I'm driving 100. And I got my arm around my girlfriend and one hand on the steering wheel. And I just start to gently whip out to go around this guy. And there's a little low just built right in the front. And I didn't think there was nobody in that. But when I got right up beside him, there was a car coming up in that little deal. Mm-hmm. Now then, I ain't got no place to go except out in that bar ditch at 100 miles an hour. I never flinched. I never had a sign of fear. I just pulled it out in the bar ditch. 100 mile an hour, went around the car, pulled up on the road, went back on us, never did even take my arm out from around the girl. I thought, yeah, isn't this cool? I mean, was I a dummy or was I a dummy? Yeah, and you want to know how we get grown? Let me tell you, except for the grace of God, you don't make it. You don't make it. I mean, eat it. Now, wait a minute, I guess I shouldn't ask it. Any of you guys in here as dumb as I was when you were young? No, you don't have to answer that question. You know, isn't it awful what we do when we're young people? Some of us. Now, I know some of y'all didn't do the stupid things I did, but I did some dumb things. But that was my major sin. I mean, I didn't smoke. I didn't drink. I didn't cuss. I didn't do a lot of those. I didn't run around with wild women. I never get involved in sexual things. I didn't do those kind of things, but I sure did like to drive them cars fast. I mean, make it what you're doing. It's sin. I'm breaking the speed limit big time everywhere I go. Had no clue who I was. Yeah, I'm 20 years old. Yeah, am I born again? Yeah, I got born again when I was 11. Did I know who I was in Christ? Didn't have a clue. Not a clue. Did I know a scripture? Probably didn't even know John 3:16. Nothing. But did I go to church? Yeah, every Sunday. What did I learn in church? Nothing. Nothing. Because I didn't study. You know why the devil, he had such a great thing over me? I didn't know who I was. I didn't know the power and authority had been given to me. I didn't know none of these scriptures. And so when I'd go to church on Sunday, the devil would have no problem getting me to think about what I'm going to do next week. I could sit there and listen to somebody teach a Bible study for 45 minutes. I'd get up and walk out. I didn't remember not one word I heard in that Bible study class. Have any of y'all ever done that before like me? Sure. You've been there, right? Sure, you've been there and done it. So that's the enemy trying to deceive you. But now then, you were his enemies, and you were separated from God by your evil thoughts and your actions. You were separated. You know, you wasn't his. It didn't do no good to pray. He ain't going to hear your prayer. When you're at this particular place in your life, there's only one prayer God's going to hear. Lord, I ask you to forgive me of my sin and come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Then he'll hear that. But if you're separated from him by your evil thoughts and your actions are all evil, and you need to pray for something, and people do this all the time. They're living like the devil, and then when they get in a bind, they pray and ask God to do something. I don't believe he hears you because he says right there, you're separated from him. If you're separated from him and he don't even know who you are, you think he's going to answer your prayer? I don't think so. I don't think so at all. But anyway, yet now he has brought you back as his friends. That's after you got saved. He has done this through his death on the cross in his own human body. As a result, he has brought you into the very presence of God. Now, wait a minute. You mean to tell me you were this wicked sinner living in sin, and you've done all this lying, stealing, cheating, murdering, committing adultery, fornication, and all these wicked things we did. And he made peace with us and brought us into the presence of God because of the blood of Jesus. He did that, didn't he? But you know, I couldn't have gone there with you. I mean, when I was a young man, if you'd have told me I could have walked into the presence of God without him killing me, I'd have said, I ain't going in there. I knew how wicked I was. You know, and like I said, if you want to know if I know how wicked I was, yeah. I knew I wasn't good enough to come into the presence of God. But that's a complete, perfect picture of me not knowing what the blood had done for me. I didn't know. I didn't know. But now I know. Man, I can come up into the throne room of God like I did for this woman right here, like many of you do when you pray, like when Cheryl prays the prayer of faith, or Ty and Cheryl prays the prayer of faith, or anybody in our ministry center, that when we pray the prayer of faith, you know who you are in Christ now, don't you, Eldon? Amen. Amen. You might not be able to stand before 5,000, but you can stand before the King, can't you? And you feel comfortable when you stand before the King, don't you?
Well, yes.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. I know he feels comfortable because I've seen the results to the answers to his prayers. I know he can come to the throne of grace. And that's how you can tell. You know, if people are getting their prayers answered, you know, then, you know they know that who they are and that they can come into the presence of God. In fact, Cheryl, right here, my wife, she had been injured in an accident when she fell out of a truck. Several years ago, she was singing, and they were going through the street there or something in the back of a pickup or something, and she stepped up on the inside fender, and it tripped her, and she fell out of the pickup on her head and busted her head, broke vertebrae, done all kinds of things, and for how many years, honey, 6 years? 5 years, she was in excruciating pain. I mean, couldn't hardly use the bathroom. Her kidneys wouldn't work right. She'd been through all kinds of stuff and everything, and she was miserable. 1993 when it happened. And no therapy, everything could not fix her. And then she met this couple right over here. And he prayed the prayer of faith for her, and God instantly healed her that night that he prayed that prayer of faith for her. 10 years ago. Let me tell you, that man knows who he is in Christ. He can touch the hand of God when he walks into the throne room of God. Like Eldon says, I don't feel comfortable talking to 1,000 people. But me and Jesus, we got a thing. We can walk into the Father and I can get my prayers answered. And that's all that's important, isn't it? Amen. See, but how do we learn that? Just by what this says. He has done this through his death on the cross in his own human body. As a result, he has brought you into the very presence of God. And you are holy and blameless as you stand before him without a single fault. Is that good news? When you come to Jesus and get saved, how many faults do you have the minute you get saved? None. Now, what if you go out tomorrow and you do something bad? Oh, now you got a problem. Now, is there any hope for you after that, James?
Oh,
what can you do? You repent and come to the Lord, and he'll forgive you because of the blood, and wash that one away too, won't he? And he'll make it clean. Now then, if it wasn't for that, in other words, once we get redeemed by the blood, and that's the only place this word, redemption, is used for salvation. For salvation and redeeming you from the curse of the law. And the word redemption means he forgave and set you free of everything. That only happens at your point of salvation. After that, he always uses the word forgiveness. You have to come and ask him to forgive you, like you said, James. You were redeemed here. How come you had to be redeemed here? Because you couldn't remember all the sins you'd done up to this point. When you were a child of the devil out there living in the devil's world, especially if a man was 40 or 50 or 60 years old, and the Lord said, okay, Keith, come in here, you're 40 years old, and I want you to repent of every sin you've ever committed since you was a baby. What do you think the chances would be of him doing that? Ain't the zero. Ain't nobody can do that. But if he said, if you'll just ask me to be your Lord and Savior, I'll redeem you, and I'll wash away everything you've done and make you perfect. And that's what he does. That's when he redeems us. But now he says, now go and sin no more. That's the part we don't know. And so tomorrow we go out and do something bad again. And if we don't know the principles, we continue to open those doors to the devil. In fact, I'll tell you this. I'm going to quit tonight. The little girl that I told you about, the deliverance that happened in 74, the reason she was so possessed with these demons, her daddy was a drunk, and he beat his wife regularly. And one day the woman got fed up with him and she killed him with a butcher knife in the kitchen. And the little six-year-old girl was standing there watching it. And when that trauma came in her life, she immediately opened her spirit and demons began to enter her. Now then, over the next 3 years, she got worse and worse and worse. And every time another demon entered her, she got worse and worse and worse. And within 3 years, she was totally bound because she was open and she didn't know how to close the doors. And these demons kept coming in until she had 13 demons inside of her that was totally possessing this little girl's life. Somebody said, that don't seem fair. I don't know. I didn't make the system. Did you? Who did make the system? God did. He made it. And He doesn't hesitate to take the authority over all of it and let you know, I am God. There's no other besides me. I made everything and I did it and I did it for my glory. So, you know, my ways are higher than yours. I know what I'm doing. All you got to do is trust me. I'll tell you here, I don't know. I don't understand God. Not in His fullness. And if you say you do, you can't understand God in His fullness. You may understand Him a little. I understand Him a little. But I don't understand Him in His fullness because He's God and I'm just a human being. But all I got to do is trust Him, right? And I do know that if we, the church, will walk in obedience to this Word and do what He says, this Scripture on down as we go into this, we're going to continue this next Tuesday night. But as we go into this, we're going to find out that He's given us such great and awesome spiritual power and authority over the forces of darkness. And that if we'll walk holy and obedient to His Word, there's not any promise that He'll keep from you, His child. But sometimes it won't be easy to get them. You may have to fight the fight of faith. Just like this girl, Susan, that we read the testimony about a while ago. Did she get instantly healed? How long did it take? 5 months. 5 months of intensive warfare. But after being bound in a body of scoliosis for 55 years, what's 5 months?
Praise the Lord. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. If the teaching you've just heard, if you would like that in its entirety, if you would call our ministry at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. We'll be happy to send it to you free and postpaid. You can also order all of our entire teachings, which we have hundreds of them, on the website at tlsm.org. www.tlm.org. tlsm.org. And there you can go to the free teachings. You can order whatever you want. We'll send them to you free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.